Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate March 30th. Astronomers have been trying to hear from other civilizations for two-thirds of a century. So far, not a peep. But finding ET might be the easy part. Actually having a conversation might be a lot harder. We wouldn't know what the other folks were saying or whether they were interested in talking at all. To gain some insight, scientists have been studying some non-terrestrial intelligences here on Earth, whales and dolphins, species that live in the oceans instead of on land. Many of them have complex communications with each other, and some of them interact with humans. One example is humpback whales. They're playful and curious, and they often approach boats and divers. And a recent study suggested that they might be trying to have a conversation. Researchers found a dozen times when humpbacks blew special bubbles while they were near people. The bubbles looked like smoke rings a few feet across. The bubbles were different from those associated with other behavior, such as courting or corralling fish. In most cases, a whale first approached the people, then moved away a bit and blew one or more rings. Some of the whales poked their heads up through the rings. The researchers said the whales might have been trying to play or to see how the people responded. But the bubbles could have been an attempt to communicate, starting a conversation between terrestrial and non-terrestrial life. McDonald Observatory offers workshops, guides, and other resources for teachers. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.